I giggle inside at my own countrified joke. Tiffany grabs at my arm, digging her nails in a little too hard. The universal girlfriend code of, no, 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 abort mission. I don't even have to look at her to know her eyes are yelling at me. So I give Cowboy my sweetest smile. Cindy, but I've gotta go. It's our play on Cinderella, an inside joke that roughly translates to, run for it like it's midnight. With that, Tiffany helps pull me over the polished wood railing around the bullpen and we take off, laughing as our hair flows behind us like perfectly curled banners. Sorry, I call back to Cowboy, who's yelling at me to wait. I laugh harder, smile bigger, and dodge a waitress with a tray full of beers. We're in the parking lot, Tiffany pulling into the street before I can ask why she didn't let me give Cowboy my real name. He was hot, Tiff. He could have ridden me all night. In the passenger seat, I buck my hips like I'm back on the bull and bite my lip like I'm definitely somewhere else, namely beneath Cowboy. You know that's not how this works, she admonishes. She's right. We dare each other to do crazy things all the time. It's a big part of our fun friendship, but we have limits. Nothing that could hurt someone, no sex, and nothing really illegal. A little illegal is sometimes okay, like the time we trespassed on the roof at school to underage drink and smoke, but nothing seriously over the line. So sex with Cowboy couldn't be part of the dare. It could have been my own fun after smashing that dare successfully. Did you see me ride that bull? That was no beginner's luck. Maybe my streak could have continued all night long. I'm back to teasing her, even though I've mostly already forgotten Cowboy in favor of my delight at winning the dare. Maybe, but you didn't see the waitress eyeballing you too. I figured out pretty quickly that if you got off that bull and on to Cowboy, you were going to be in a catfight in less than those 9.5 seconds this time. She says it seriously, but there's a tiny bit of disappointment in the words. Like she would have paid good money to see me catfight in a Cowboy bar. But she's a great friend and saved me like the rule follower she is. Which is to say that she dances all over the rules, tapping her pretty booted feet on both sides with regularity. But that's pretty in line with me, so we're golden. Oh, no, I didn't see that. Thanks for saving me then. I reach across the console and hug her shoulders, careful not to distract her from driving. When I'm back in my seat, she glances over at me, a smile already blooming. But damn, did you ride that bull, girl? Woohoo! She yells out into the night through the rolled-down windows. And yeehaw! I answer just as loudly. Dare done. We pull into the dorm parking lot with our lights off so security hopefully won't see us, because bull riding wasn't our only dare of the night. Hours ago, I was the one who dared Tiffany to sneak out, so she's got a successful dare done tonight, too. As long as we can sneak back in after curfew without getting caught. We park and get out, staying low between the cars. I'm not sure why, but it seems like the sneaky thing to do. We're probably too loud as we shush each other, giggling quietly. But we manage to make it all the way inside the building and to our dorm room without getting busted. As I lay in bed, my face scrubbed clean and in my PJs, I replay the night. Fuck, that was fun. A tiny voice tries to butt in, telling me to be safe, take things seriously, and be good. It's my dad's voice, living in my head, quoting all the things he's said to me an infinite number of times over the years. He still thinks of me as his good little girl. But when I set his prerogatives on the scale against the exhilaration I feel doing things that are a little crazy, Dad loses every time. Mentally, I can tell him to shut up and do what I want, though I'd never tell him that in person. I love him way too much for that. I just love doing daring things, too.